Welcome to another daily encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional. Today's reading titled, The Deepest Places, was written by Bill Crowder. Victor Hugo, a poet and novelist during the social and political upheavals of 19th century France, is perhaps best known for his classic Les Misérables. Over a century later, a musical adaptation of his novel has become one of our generation's most popular productions. This shouldn't surprise us. As Hugo once said, music expresses that which cannot be said, and on which it is impossible to be silent. The psalmist would have agreed. Their songs and prayers provided us with honest reflections on life and its inevitable pain. They touch us in places we find difficult to access. For example, in Psalm 6:6, David cries out, I am worn out from my groaning. All night long I flood my bed with weeping and drench my couch with tears. The fact that such raw honesty is included in the inspired songs of the scriptures gives us great encouragement. It invites us to bring our fears to God, who welcomes us into his presence for comfort and help. He embraces us in our heartfelt honesty. Music can give us the ability to express our feelings when words are hard to come by. But whether that expression is sung, prayed, or silently cried, our God reaches into the deepest places in our hearts and gives us his peace. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Psalm 6. Lord, do not rebuke me in your anger, or discipline me in your wrath. Have mercy on me, Lord, for I am faint. Heal me, Lord, for my bones are in agony. My soul is in deep anguish. How long, Lord, how long? Turn, Lord, and deliver me. Save me because of your unfailing love. Among the dead no one proclaims your name. Who praises you from the grave? I am worn out from my groaning. All night long I flood my bed with weeping and drench my couch with tears. My eyes grow weak with sorrow. They fail because of all my foes. Away from me, all you who do evil, for the Lord has heard my weeping. The Lord has heard my cry for mercy. The Lord accepts my prayer. All my enemies will be overwhelmed with shame and anguish. They will turn back and suddenly be put to shame. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for encouraging us to be real with you about our pain, fears, struggles, and disappointments, and for walking with us through them. Help us to release our concerns to you and trust you to give us the strength to endure. We pray for peace and comfort for the hurting today, and ask that you would fill them with hope that is greater than their pain. Thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.